For anyone who's ever watched television shows like the Sci-Fi Channel's Ghost Hunters and wanted to conduct their own investigation of haunted locales, a local hotel is offering people the chance to do so this weekend. The Crescent Hotel and Spa is giving amateur ghost hunters an opportunity to explore the hotel's ghostly activities during its inaugural ESP, or Eureka Springs Paranormal, weekend, January 7th through the 9th. Hotel Marketing Director Bill Ott says the decision to organize the ESP weekend was a result of an increased interest in the paranormal.
What we have found is with this added interest in paranormal activity, and the sharp increase in those people who are attending our nightly ghost tours, we felt that we owed it to those who are really intrigued by the paranormal to give them the opportunity to have the same access to the hotel and to the more active rooms and areas in the hotel as those people like TAPS of the Ghost Hunters program on the Sci-Fi Channel and those that came in from My Ghost Story, a show that's on the Biography Network.
ESP weekend participants will be able to select a single or two-night package. During their stay, guests will be allowed to access several parts of the hotel for their investigations.
Once they get settled in the room, we'll have a gathering for them and kind of let them know the different areas of the hotel that are available. Tell them about what we're calling our reveals. We'll gather up and everybody will show their still photos and their videos and their sound recordings, and just kind of, it's kind of a show and tell of what they might have discovered. Let them know that they have 24/7 access to the rooms, such as Michael's room, Theodore's room, room 3500, North Penthouse, and of course the morgue. And then just let them go on their merry way to uncover what they can and to hopefully get some real good evidence of the paranormal in the hotel.
Ott adds that participants will be given a ghost tour following the initial informational meeting in order to understand what paranormal activity has been uncovered in the past. ESP weekend investigators will also be asked to use common courtesy while roaming the halls out of respect for those hotel guests who are not participating in the weekend's activities. Guests are permitted to conduct their own investigations, but ghost tour guides and other staff members will be available to assist participants in their findings. Ott says guests will likely use various types of equipment throughout the weekend.
Most people do it just with their digital cameras or with a video camera. And most digital cameras now have a video element on them. Some people can bring more sophisticated video equipment if they'd like. Some people can use, and this is something that we will be offering the folks that get the two-night package, an EMF or electromagnetic field meter, and that kind of lets them know at least they say that the ghosts, the apparitions have electric energy in them, and so the electromagnetic field meter kind of lights up when they're in the vicinity of a spirit. Now what some of us who know a little bit about that is if they go, oh my gosh, this really must be a big ghost. Look how this meter's just going crazy. And we'll say, no, I'm sorry. You come around here to the backside of the wall, and we'll show them a big line of conduit with electrical wires going through it, going, it's not ghosts. That's Southwestern Power Company providing those meter things. So that's kind of what we're there for, and that's kind of the equipment that they'll be using. And basically some people just do it with their own individual senses. You know, some people can – we are told that some people are more attuned to paranormal experiences than other folks, that they have the right frequency, so to speak, to pick up on some of these things. And some people just do it because they felt a cold chill or they felt somebody brush up against them. When I say somebody, I'm talking about, somebody that they can't see. What we like to refer to as guests who checked out but never left.
Whether or not participants experience paranormal activity, Ott says the weekend should prove to be an adventure.
It's kind of a lark. It's kind of like when you go to Murfreesboro to hunt for diamonds. You know, you may never find one, but it sure is fun looking for them. It's just an adventurous kind of thing, and our hotel has become sort of infamous for having spirits. And again, kind of like Murfreesboro, if you can say, I actually got a diamond here. I actually, you know, caught a spirit on my camera. Then that's kind of a neat thing to show and brag about to other folks.
More information is available by calling 877-342-9766 or visiting americasmosthauntedhotel.com. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.